It's a 6 on the WOKV weather meter from the Action News Jacks First Alert Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Garrett Biedenball. We are mostly cloudy today. We're seeing that onshore wind as an area of low pressure develops to our south and east, well offshore in the Atlantic. So we'll see essentially kind of local nor'easter conditions today, with surf becoming rough, elevated seas building, especially this afternoon and into the evening and into Friday and Saturday. But we are tracking for you a few showers today coming in off the Atlantic. Looks like the best spot to see the rain is from the coast to, say, the St. John's River. A little bit more spotty coverage west of Jacksonville in terms of the rainfall. So it's really a coastal event the way it looks, with a few showers making it inland over the next couple of days. So tonight, breezy still, with winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with higher gusts, especially at the coast. Overnight, we dropped out into the upper 60s to low 70s. High rip current risk again on Friday and into Saturday, but Friday, partly to mostly cloudy. More clouds at the coast versus well inland. We'll see a few showers on Friday, too. And that's really concentrated closer to the beaches. Unless that low pressure system gets a little bit closer, then we could see a few more showers, something we'll track with the latest forecast trends today and into tomorrow morning. But it'll still be windy on Friday, with winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour, with gusts especially, with less rain and clouds inland. Highs in the low 80s on Friday. Here comes the weekend. Saturday, we start off with an isolated morning shower possible at the coast. A lot of spots are going to be dry. Saturday, still a bit breezy with an offshore wind, but highs reaching the low 80s and still a high rip current risk at local beaches and still some elevated swells, though they will be coming down through Saturday night and into Sunday especially. Mostly sunny for Sunday. It's going to be a hot day for the Jags game. Less wind, highs in the upper 80s. So it is going to be a hot game on Sunday as the Texans are in town taking on the Jags. But Monday, partly sunny with an isolated afternoon shower, a lot of dry times, highs back up into the upper 80s. So we're continuing to track that. Even that area low pressure may even try to acquire some subtropical or tropical characteristics as it heads to the north and perhaps targets the Carolina coastline, maybe North Carolina's coastline, bringing wind and rain there into the weekend. But it does look like at least it stays off our coastline, though we will still see those especially coastal impacts. Even some beach erosion possible with the persistent onshore winds and the high tides slightly elevated with all that wind pushing it in. But we are going to be tracking that for you here, of course. Also, another area to watch out in the eastern Atlantic off the west coast of Africa, a tropical wave may become a tropical depression over the next couple of days. As it heads westbound, we'll see how far west it gets. And unless it gains some latitude, we may have to watch it for the Lesser Antilles Islands in the Caribbean into early to middle part of next week. Something we'll be tracking, of course, and talking the tropics with Mike at ActionNewsJax.com and WOKV.com. Speaking of, Chief Meteorologist Mike Burris is back this evening on Action News Jax. Hope you have a great day. I'm First Alert meteorologist Garrett Biedenball for 104.5 WOKV.